Hey there, this is a coaching development update from the Institute of Coaching Mastery that I'm going through as it's week four, halfway through week four, and a lot has shifted internally in me. Hey there, and welcome back to another episode of The Rising Tide with me, Tara Barra, where in this one I share life experience and learnings with you so you get to take something away, use it in your life, or completely ignore it if you think it's what needs to be done with it. Last night, during one of the group sessions that we were doing, actually this was a lesson session, at the end Elisa does a coaching questions to those who want. I was the last one to go, and I'm very proud of myself because today, where I am, I do this in extremely safe spaces, by the way. I don't do this with most people, so a lot of people who know me will not have seen this side of me. I am very particular. By the way, I suggest listening to what support looks like for me with Laura Villalobos. I'll put it in the show notes for you, but like how to pick your support system so people have the capacity to hold you in a safe space and so you feel heard, safe, and secure to share. So I'm proud of being able to go deep into my emotions, to allow myself to feel them, and to speak what's coming up very easily, I would say, I find for myself compared to before. My previous reaction to anything that would come up was to numb it, because I don't know, I learned it, but that was my reaction. That was just the numbing. Some people run away from it. Some people get super busy. Some people just fight it. I used to numb it. Probably still did a little bit, but there was a few things that were bothering me from pre-yesterday. Bothering, doubt, fear, and interestingly, I came to the understanding, because it had different ways of showing up, and I'm just still putting things together and just had a big aha moment as well for that. It showed up in different blocks in my life. So there was a financial thing, like I can't make money like this. There's no point of doing this because people won't pay. So that was a financial aspect, thinking like, from different reasons. Then there was a self-belief aspect of I'm not qualified enough, I don't have what I need to know, just like I need more. And then there was it came actually on the belonging side as well, like never felt I fitted in or belonged, that I was too different, that just all that. And 4 weeks of coaching myself, well, of being coach, and realizing it all comes from one place. I'm laughing at this because I'm like, this is what it was, and I couldn't have never thought it comes from this. And actually, when yesterday it came up, she said it, and it was self-trust. When I heard that, because I was self-confidence, I was like, no, it's not that. But it was self-trust. And when she said that, and it was with another person that she was coaching, I was like, that's what it is. That's the inner block that I'm having. I am lacking of self-trust. I'm not going to go deep into how the whole inner block, or the block work functions. I'm just sharing the result of it. and it's one of the reason why I wanted to take this course, because I was going to go through the tools while learning them so that I can then use them with my one-on-one clients. And I had a feeling from the beginning of the program that this was going to be gold. I did not know to what extent, and I am here today still not realizing it, how absolutely incredible. I am realizing it, but it doesn't feel real yet. Here, that's a word. Where yesterday there was two things that were on my mind, really, then probably more than that. But there were two different things that were coming up. with a lot of blocks and resistance. And I woke up this morning and I felt incredible. And there was no critic, inner critic talking into my head. It was peaceful. It was nice. Liberating. And I want to take more big actions. Like, really big actions. I took some yesterday as well, so that might have to do with it. By the way, this is not a short-term, one thing fix it all sort of thing. I've been working on myself, building self-awareness for a long time, and I'm, yeah, able to notice things internally and bring them out and go, huh, what's this here? Questioning it and wondering if it's true or if it's not, or what's being triggered, and trying to get to the deep of it, and that's what I do. But yeah, I talked to Elisa for 5 minutes. I mean, it's been coming up before. I realized I had a block, right? I was aware I had a block. I was aware it was there. I wanted to work on it. It was the intention that I wanted to go through the program. I'm sure there's more that'll come up. Actually, I know there's other things that I want to work on too, which I'm looking forward to. But 5 minutes. Where? I felt it. It just came out of me. Still a bit there. Where? Yeah, just the aha moment. And so liberating. Then there was grounding. So one thing that is important is once you come through something, you come at aha, then you set something into your life to make it stick. And so the exercise that I was using, because it was a self-trust issue, which is very ironic, I find, because there are so many times where I've allowed myself to just trust my gut feeling, and I was so right, and I knew it was right, and I went for it, and everybody around me were telling me, that's not how you do it, it's never gonna happen. That's how it goes in my head. And it happened. Over and over again. But yeah, so the exercise was, trust journal. I didn't journal, but I did go through my head of moments where I trusted myself, my inner intuition, for things where I was told that I was completely wrong, completely off, and it would never work, but I still trusted it, and it worked amazingly for myself. And I've done that yesterday night before going to bed, as it was a late night call. And I did this morning when I woke up. And I'm going to keep on doing that for at least a week to ground that in. But whatever was there yesterday is gone. Now, I'm not saying it's not going to come up and be triggered again by other things, right? But it's, I'll definitely notice it. I'll see it. And I'll be able to work with it from an accepting, kind, loving, compassionate place. And that's the beauty of coach work. This all started, by the way, it's like, what's the goal that you're working for? And then what's the outer block? So what behavior are you doing that's stopping you from getting there? And then inner block, which is my self-trust. And then going down from there. So it goes all with an objective in mind. And seeing what's blocking you. So yeah. It's, I mean, I know the power of coaching. I've self-developed myself for 5 years, and me today and me in 2017 is just wow. But yeah, this reinforces it. Just mindset, blocks, and everything else. And I'm excited to use this with my clients, because to feel like this, to feel like there's a weight that's been lifted off, And you can't, I can't even like resonate where it, like I could if I wanted to, but it's just like, now it's just like, it's gone. It's like, yeah, okay, yeah, well, let's go, let's take action. And to be able to create that feeling with my clients is just incredible. So yeah, that's an update. It's a bit longer than I thought it was going to be this video, but yeah, if you're curious and you'd like to know more about this, I am sharing my journey on a TB Insider list. You can just go to my website, tarabarot.com, tarabarot.com, to sign up to the TB Insider, and you'll get the next emails and podcast as well. I'll be sharing more on this, but yeah. All right. This is the end of this update. Thank you for listening. All right, bye.